people are willing to pay above market rates to live among others who share the same cultural background. And we're about to hear why in this latest story from NPR's new show about human behavior, Invisibilia. Here's co-host Lulu Miller.
Iggy Ignatius was born in India. And even after he moved to the States in his 20s, felt that India was the place he belonged. He always figured that when he retired, he would return. But once retirement came, there was a problem.
My daughters, my son, my grandchildren are all like chains that does not allow you to go back to India.
He couldn't imagine leaving them to go to the place he loved. He was torn. And then one day, it hit him. Oh my gosh, what if I just built
an Indian retirement community in Florida?
He would build it to look like an Indian village. Low buildings.
Big courtyard.
There'd be palm trees.
Greenery.
He'd serve Indian food.
Curry, rice, homemade yogurt.
There'd be yoga.
Bollywood movies.
But most importantly of all,
other Indians.
Why, looking around, you'd never know you weren't in India.
Right.
So he came up with a name for his plan, Shantiniketan.
Shanti means peace. And Niketan means house.
He immediately found 10 investors, and in August of 2008, he met with them all down in Florida, right near the site where he planned to build.
I still remember the date, August 2nd, 2008. Everybody handed me down their check.
And then?
You know what? Right now, breaking news here. Stocks all around the world are tanking because of the crisis on Wall Street.
You may recall September 2008, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
My biggest challenge was across the street, you could buy a four-bedroom home for $100,000. And I was selling here for $130,000, a two-bedroom condo, half the size of what you could get across the street for $100,000.
But it turned out that the fact that Florida was in the worst housing crisis in the history of the state was not a problem at all. Instantly, he sold out an entire wing of condos.
I had enough money to build two wings.
Till Iggy sold out all of the units he'd built.
And it was still the worst market in the real estate going on in Florida.
That's amazing. Which raises the question, what had Iggy tapped into?
It is a gated community where you will be living with people of your own cultural background. We started this project.
This is sound from one of his YouTube ads. Like, what human impulse is more compelling than money?
And there will be gates here and here, and the whole property will be fenced.
So I went down to Florida to ask Iggy and the people who had actually bought homes in Shantiniketan.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Had they purchased that primal desire to stick with your own? And if so, was that, you know, okay?
What if you flipped this? You know, like, what if this was one of these country clubs that only lets in white men, that doesn't
like
let in, you know,
the Augusta National Golf Club, which until the 90s didn't let in black members.
Your comparison to a Georgia country club is not fair.
Everybody pointed out that they are not excluding anyone.
We would let anybody in.
But no one was shy about admitting that part of what they were paying for was being around people like them.
My God, Lulu, the happiness they give me.
Really?
Ah, very, very nice people are here.
Yeah.
Very, very nice people.
This one woman, Vijaya Garmela.
Vijaya. Sorry about that.
Vijaya Garmela said, just think about what it's like to spend decades in a country where people always have trouble understanding your accent or your beliefs or your history.
It's very hard.
For example, you know, I would dread to go through a drive-through to even buy a cup of coffee.
That's Iggy again.
Because when I ask her for a coffee, she just wouldn't understand.
So the return to a community of people just like you is a relief.
Life is goes better here.
But is there a dark side to this homogenous heaven? Iggy says yes.
I don't want my children or grandchildren to live in a community like this.
He says it's too insular.
But retirement communities are places where people go waiting to die.
And according to Iggy, at that time, it is beyond your control. No matter who you are, you will experience a deep, primal desire to withdraw.
Look at the salmon. Okay, the salmon always swims upstream to the place of its birth to spawn and then die there. And I think that is an animal instinct which we as human beings seem to have that aspect of us in it.
So, is that true?
Is it just animal nature to get a little racist as death approaches?
Yes.
This is Dr. Jeff Greenberg, who's been studying how we behave when death is on the mind for over three decades.
Professor of psychology at the University of Arizona.
And he says that Iggy is absolutely right. If you raise the specter of death in a person's mind, Christians like Christians better, Italians like Italians better, and Germans, who most of the time are actually pretty lukewarm on other Germans.
I think it's lingering, you know, guilt.
If you get them to contemplate their own mortality, suddenly they really like Germans.
So if you interview Germans near a funeral home, they're much more nationalistic.
But it's not just that we like our own more. Its reverse imprint is also true. We like people outside of our group much, much less.
People become more negative toward other cultures.
Why?
Well, because death haunts us as it does, we have to do something about it.
Jeff Greenberg thinks it may be this odd way we try to fend off death. Because he figures the people who aren't in your group, in some very primal way, it's like they make you feel invisible.
I would dread to go through a drive-through to even buy a cup of coffee.
Which is unpleasant at any stage in your life, but particularly when the threat of disappearing is so real.
So to manage the terror that we're just these transient creatures,
we shoo those people who make us disappear away.
Right.
That is, when we dive deep into our own category, what Jeff Greenberg thinks we are actually getting is the very lovely illusion
that we're significant. And we're enduringly significant.
Lulu Miller co-hosts NPR's new program, Invisibilia. You can hear it on many public radio stations this weekend. The podcast is at npr.org and on itunes.com/NPR.
Support for Invisibilia comes from Arizona State University. With more than 90 campus degrees, now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. And from Quantcast, providing digital advertising technology that uses big data for marketers to reach new customers across the web. Learn more at quantcast.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.